Alrighty then. All right, Minister Berry, let's go. It's your turn.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Saints. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you from Lincoln Heights, Ohio, and I'm going to pray this morning on a topic that's on my heart. The prayer topic is faith without works is dead. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, humbled by the gift of life, the breath in our lungs, and the soundness of mind that allows us to gather in your presence. Lord God, we thank you for the grace and mercy you extend to us daily. Mercy that is renewed every morning, and grace that carries us through every trial and test. Father God, today we pause and reflect on the powerful truth declared in your word from James 2, verse 17, faith without works is dead. Lord God, we confess that it is easy to say we have faith, to profess loyalty to you, to declare our love for our bishop that you place in our lives, and yet fall short when it comes to action. Too often, words flow freely while the works that validate those words are missing. Lord, forgive us for the times when we have said we believe but have not lived up and out that belief with our hands, our feet, our sacrifices, our service, our tithes and offerings. Forgive us, Father, for the times we have applauded our bishop from the pew, but left him standing, carrying burdens alone. Your word tells us in James verse 1 and 22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Lord God, help us to not deceive ourselves with empty declarations. Help us to live in such a way that our faith is proven by what we do, not just by what we say. Father God, we lift up those who desire and admire their pastors, bishops, and church leaders from afar, but remain unwilling to step in to the work that sustains the ministry. Our servants, our spiritual leaders, often carry the weight of feeding the flock, protecting the sheep, and building up the house of God, that yet they are often left without the hands of help they desperately need. Lord God, stir up in us a conviction that adoration alone is not enough. Applause alone is not enough. Lip service alone is not enough. Jesus told us plainly in Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the ones who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. This is a sobering reminder that talk is cheap when it is not backed by action. Lord, let this truth pierce our hearts and bring us to a place of repentance. We recognize, Father God, that works alone do not save us, but works are the evidence of the faith that saves us. Father God, Abraham believed in you, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. But his faith was proven by his obedience. Rahab believed you, and her faith was proven when she hid the spies. Lord, let our faith be living, active, and demonstrated through obedience, sacrifice, and service. Father God, we also acknowledge the painful truth that many churches close their doors every year because the burden of ministry is too heavy for the leaders to carry alone. Reports tell us that thousands of churches in America shut down annually, often not because of a lack of vision, but because of a lack of support from their members. Lord, help us to see that our loyalty cannot be measured by attendance alone. It cannot be measured by compliments or handshakes to our bishop. It must be measured by our willingness to lift the load, to sow into the vision, to pray earnestly, to give faithfully, and to serve sacrificially. Lord God, awaken us to the reality that too many of us are consumers in the house of God, taking but not giving, receiving but not pouring back. We say we love our bishop, but love without labor is hollow. We say we honor him, but honor without help is empty. We say we support him, but support without sacrifice is lifeless. Father God, we ask you to change us. Give us the heart of Aaron and Hur, who stood by Moses when his arms grew weary, lifting his hands so that Israel would prevail in battle. Let us be the ones who see the weight on our bishop's shoulders and run to stand behind him, not watching idly as he carries the load alone. Lord God, give us the spirit of the early church described in Acts 2, verse 44 and 45, where the believers had all things in common and no one lacked because everyone contributed. They did not just profess faith, they lived faith. They broke bread together, prayed together, worked together, and sacrificed together. Father God, help us to return to that model of authentic faith in action. We pray for the body of Christ as a whole. Too often we have elevated personalities over principles and entertainment over endurance. Too often we've been content to sit in the crowd and shout amen while avoiding the responsibility of joining in the labor. Lord, turn our hearts back to the truth that faith is not passive. Faith moves. Faith acts. Faith builds. Faith gives. Faith serves. Faith sacrifices. Heavenly Father, we lift up our bishop right now. At times, he's weary. He prayed for us in our midnight hour while carrying his own pain in silence. He's counseled us through storms while fighting battles of his own. Lord, strengthen him. Cover him, refresh him, remind him that his labor in you is not in vain, and raise up men and women around him who will prove their faith with works. standing in the gap, filling in the spaces, and carrying the vision forward. Lord God, we pray for a spirit of accountability. Let us hold ourselves accountable for where we've fallen short. Let us hold one another accountable in love, spurring each other on toward good works. As Hebrews 10:24 reminds us, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Father God, tear down the excuses, excuses about time, excuses about money, excuses about inconvenience. None of those outweigh the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. How can we withhold our works when our Savior withheld nothing? God, ignite within us a fire that refuses to be complacent. Stir up the gift inside us so that we are compelled to serve, compelled to give, compelled to build, compelled to prove our faith through action. Let us not be like the barren fig tree that looked beautiful from afar, but bore no fruit up close. Instead, let us be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in due season. Father, we end this prayer with a commitment. We will not let our faith be dead. We will not just speak loyalty. We will show loyalty. We will not just admire our bishop. We will assist him. We will not just say we love him. We will live like we love you. Lord, may our faith be alive, proven by our works, sustained by your spirit, and pleasing in your sight. We ask all these things in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you for the privilege of praying with and for you all. And for those of you all that can't stay for the duration of the hour, may the peace of the Lord always be with you. I will turn it back over to our host.
We worship him for who he is. He is good. He is good. He is good. Thank you, Minister Barry, for that prayer. Hallelujah. We glorify God for you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. Hallelujah. Thank you for just being available. We praise God for you this morning. We praise God for all of our prayer leads. I want to encourage you to go to our website, ekcministries.org. There's a lot of information there you need to get. All right, I'm going to open the floor to Sister Pat.
Good morning, everybody. My title is Family, and I'm going to 1 Samuel 18:1. Talk about Jonathan and David's relationship. Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as his own soul, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him and gave it to David, his armor, his even his own sword, his bow, his belt, And David went out and was successful wherever he were. Saul sent him so that Saul sent him over all the men of war. David was so great that Saul became jealous of him and tried to kill him. But during their relationship, Jonathan and David's relationship, Jonathan told David that his father was trying to kill him. Just as we are sometimes close to our brothers and sisters in Christ than to members of our own natural family, Jonathan became close to David than to his own father in their own blood covenant. David vowed to be forever loyal. David and Jonathan vowed to be ever loyal to each other and their children. Jonathan was killed in the battle, and Jonathan and Saul was killed in battle, and David took Jonathan's son and finished raising him. And John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that we love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than that a man should lay down his life for his friend." Romans 5:8 says, But God commands his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Colossians 1:18 says, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the premier." Jesus is the head of the body of the church. The church is a community of Jesus' people. The families, the spiritual family. Jesus states that those who do the God's will is true family. He refined the family based on spiritual connection rather than just blood relationship. He said, "For whosoever does the will of my Father is in heaven is my brother and sister and my mother." Jesus' teacher suggested that loyalty to him may be sometimes required priority spiritual than over earthly family relationship. Understanding that the purpose of the family, the essential element of family, marriage, and parenthood, reveal God's character like nothing else in creation. The love between a husband and wife provides a glimpse of Christ's passionate devoted to us as his bride. The family is a masterpiece of God's creation. Marriage and parenthood reveal God's character. God put children in families so that they can experience his love and learn how to love others. Genesis 2:24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. For I will contend with him who contend with me, and you, and I will save your children. I will pour my spirit into your descendants and blessings on all your offspring. On all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and just shall be their peace. of your children. Children are a heritage and reward from God. Families are blessed when they fear the Lord and walk in obedience. Wives are like fruitful vines, and children are like olives shoot around about the table. God's promise is extended to the descendants of those who obey him. The family is conditional by marriage, ordained by God. Parents are to train up their children in the right way. Husbands also are encouraged to love their wives, and children are to obey their parents. Families are part of God's mission to fulfill the earth. Exodus 20 and 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives unto thee. Proverbs 1 and 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the laws of thy mother. And 9 says, for they shall be as an ointment of grace unto thy head, and a change about thy neck. Ephesians 5 and 22 says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present himself as a glorious church, not having spots or wrinkles or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blame. The church is the body of Christ, his bride, and the kingdom composed of all believers, redeemed by his sacrifice. We are the church is many members, but one body. God is the head of the church, and we are to walk in the will of the Lord thy God. We thank God for Jesus. As we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we are sanctified through the word, and we shall walk in the will of the Lord thy God. We are many members but one body, the body of Christ. And God gave us all gifts to operate in the church, that we would be drawn nearer to him in the body of Christ, not loving only ourselves, but having a relationship with the family of God. We thank God for Jesus. He is the head of the church, the body of Christ, that we should worship the Lord thy God in spirit and in truth. Just as the wind is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, God gathers all scattered bones together, that we will become one in Christ Jesus, sanctified through the word. And blessed is the house of the Lord God when we come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and walk in the will of the Lord thy God, that we are not ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus. When we become one in Christ Jesus, there's one Lord, one baptism, one faith. And we thank God for Jesus' finished work on the cross. We thank God for Jesus. He is the head of the body. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Thank you.
You are good, Lord. You are good. Hallelujah. And we worship you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You're holy. You're righteous. You're wonderful. God, you're kind. And we love you on this morning. We show our appreciation, God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ. People of God, it is halftime. And if you need to leave, this is the time in which you can. But we do encourage you to go to our website, EKC Ministries. Again, EKCMinistries.org. There's a lot of information there that you can avail yourself to. You can also give there on the platform. You can also sow a seed on our Cash App, which is Bishop Eric Clark. We want you to avail yourself to all of the material that we have. We want you to sow a seed so we can reach more people. Hallelujah. We're doing the work of Christ. We're extending ourselves. We're reaching over the walls. And so we're asking in Jesus' name that you would help us by sowing a seed. Again, you can do that at Cash App, $Bishop Eric Clark. All right, Sister Vicki, you're up.
Good morning, good morning. As you said, this is Sister Vicki, and I'm in Maple Heights, Ohio, and my prayer focus this morning is on sowing and reaping. In farming, sowing is the act of planting seeds, grow a crop, and reaping is the act of harvesting or gathering up the mature crop. In the biblical sense, it's a spiritual principle where actions is our sowing, and those actions lead to consequences, which is our reaping, whether positive or negative, and these actions lead to results that are spiritual, moral, and even physical. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for another day to be blessed with life, another day to be blessed to sow seeds in your garden of life. Lord, first we ask forgiveness for anything we've done or any disappointment or a way that we've displeased you. We don't speak often of the person of the Holy Spirit, but your word teaches us that the Holy Spirit is truly a person. That is, he is a personal being rather than an impersonal thing. The Holy Spirit is part of the triune, or as many of us say, the Trinity. Jesus left us the Holy Spirit to be a helper or advocate for his followers, to provide comfort, guidance, and the ability to understand and remember Jesus' teachings. Father, we pray that you will roadblock us as we attempt to repeat the same sinful things over and over and resist the Holy Spirit's guidance. Ephesians 4 and 30 through 32 says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Lord, thank you for the spiritual principle of reaping and sowing, which is found in your word, the Bible. We find this principle in 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. "Whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously." We understand that this principle is not only about money, but also about belief, attitude, and behavior. The general principle, Lord, shows us that sowing leads to reaping. Father, for those of us who don't understand the reaping and sowing and how it is connected to your justice, you have stated that those who plant injustice will harvest disaster. Those who have planted wickedness have reaped evil, and they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. Most of us sow into your kingdom one way or another, but if we sow and still harbor unforgiveness, it will affect our reaping. In Mark 11, your word tells us that unforgiveness hinders our faith from working. So when in unforgiveness, We will pray every day to ask for the Holy Spirit to help us forgive. We will pray every day until the bitterness is removed. I heard a pastor say, Lord, that if you, Lord, I heard a pastor say, if you are able to talk to the person you have unforgiveness for, as if the offense never happened, then that's when you know that you have truly forgiven them. Lord, you didn't say forgive if. You said forgive no matter what they have done. We don't have to hold them closer than a brother or a friend, but we have to forgive. Touch our minds and our hearts truly, Lord, to help us accomplish this, because we want your will to be done. We want you to forgive us as we forgive others. This is a struggle for many of us. God, help us be clear that there are consequences to everything we do, good and bad. Lord, let us on this call not be guilty in our homes, on our jobs, in the church and community, of sowing seeds of discord where we deliberately create conflict, division, and disagreement among people, many times through manipulative or deceitful actions. Let us not be guilty of sowing seeds of doubt by introducing uncertainty or suspicion about things we don't know to be true in someone's mind. Let us not be guilty of sowing seeds of hate by intentionally spreading negative words, emotions, and information that will lead to distrust, hostility, and ultimately divide people. Let us not sow seeds of anger that will lead to the results of what anger produces. In Proverbs 6 and 12 through 15, Lord, your word declares, a troublemaker and a villain who goes about with a corrupt mouth, who winks maliciously with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers, who plots evil with deceit in his heart. He always stirs up conflict. Therefore, disaster will overtake him in an instant. He will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Galatians says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Oh, but we thank you, God, for your mercy. You don't always give us just what we deserve. You have said, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. And we thank you for this, Father. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, overflowing with unwavering commitment and love to all who call upon you. Your word says that you are merciful and slow to anger. We know that none of us is perfect, but we should reflect daily that we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we know that in the reaping and sowing, the consequences will come. But as we repent, you look upon our hearts for the sincerity of repentance, and you take the sting out of the consequence, and in many cases erase the requirement of the consequence, and I thank you, Lord, for that. The world is doing what it's supposed to do. It's sowing the seeds of sin. Sin and disobedience to you, Father, negatively affects our reaping. Even if we are big financial givers, our disobedience will hinder our blessings and our spiritual growth. Lord, each of us know when we've sown bad seeds or been disobedient to your word. We repent now, Father, in Jesus' name. As we go forth today, Father, we will be purposeful in sowing seeds in the ministry by sharing your word and spiritual teachings, by our financial commitment or contributions through tithes and offering, and through donating our time to support the operating of the local or online church. As we sow spiritual things, such as sharing the gospel, giving a financial seed or offering, and purposing to live a righteous life, we pray that you will address the specific need or issues that each person on the line has identified in their hearts and minds. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us, for Jesus giving his life for us, even though we don't fully give ours to him. Even in our disobedience and rejection, you will still use our life for your glory. Lord, on this line today, we have issues that we are dealing with. Some are dealing with physical illness or disabilities, mental and or emotional illnesses, spiritual drought, where they feel empty or distant from you, depression, grief, loneliness, unstable finances, may have a wedge between them and their spouse or a wedge between them and their children. Lord, we ask now that you will have mercy and through your Holy Spirit remind us of your goodness and grant us peace and joy as we go through these hard places in our lives. Let us burst at the seams with the seed of hope through Jesus Christ. Paul wrote, "For everything that is written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. A seed in its natural form does not resemble the plant that it will produce. The soil that the seed is planted in doesn't look remarkably changed initially, but after a few weeks of rain and sunshine, some change is starting to be noticed. And over time, we will see the full manifestation of the plant that the seed was produced from. If we want to reap good health, freedom from grief and mourning, joy, peace, stable relationships, we have to take steps to sow changes that will impact those things. We can't just do nothing and expect to change. We have to sow the seed. And then our faith is required to grow the good seeds that we have been sowing. Increase our faith, Lord, through our trials and challenges. Lord, while we are waiting for the seeds that we have sown to grow, lead us to seek your wisdom and understanding and give us signs that increase is coming. Increase in finances, increase in joy, increase in peace, increase in good mental and physical health, increase in a unified family, increase in the uniting of friends or loved one, and so on. Father, use us to impact the world of non-believers, starting with our own families. Give us the words, the courage, the faith to start the conversations. The parable of Matthew 13 and 8 describes the outcome of seed falling on good soil in Jesus' parable of the sower. The seed produced a crop, with some yielding 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. We may not see the full impact of our witnessing, but you do, Father. Thank you for allowing us to sow in your vineyard, and thank you for our harvest received out of obedience, worship, repentance, sacrifice, and commitment to you. I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray, and I give it back to the host. Have a good weekend, everyone.
God, he has been good to all of us. We worship him. People from every nation and generation, hallelujah. Let's make sure that happened by testifying, by giving God the praise, by telling people of his goodness, hallelujah. Let's not be sit on our rusty dusties and do nothing. Let's make sure we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to all those we encounter. Hallelujah, because he is good. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. Again, I am Pastor Lenora Clark. I am your prayer lead this morning. I'm the last prayer lead, and I give God praise Hallelujah. He's been good to all of us. We may be going through trials. We may be going through tribulations. But remember, God is right there. He's on the helm. He's directing the ship. Hallelujah. Especially if you've given him the reins. Hallelujah. And you're not trying to do it yourself. He is directing the ship. So let him direct. Let him lead. Let him guide. Let him direct you. Let him place you where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we give God praise for that. We glorify his name. He's holy. He's King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. Hey, go to our website, ekcministries.org. There's a lot of information there. Make sure you avail yourself to it, because I promise you, you will grow. You will grow. You will grow. You will be spiritually fat. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, you will bust with all the word that is on that website. We give God glory. Hallelujah. And then as you're there, make sure you upload your prayer requests. There, I know each and every one of us may have something special that you need prayer for. If you put it on the prayer list, we will pray for you. Hallelujah. If you give us, add it to our prayer list, I promise you, we will pray for you. Hallelujah. All right, this morning we're praying for some people that are all already on our prayer list. Minister Deandra, Marika, Joseph, Rose, Brenda, Rosie, Mercedes, Courtney and her entire family, Tamika, all those that are in a nursing home, all of the African missions family. And then we're going to pray this morning for all the unsaved, everybody that we encounter that are unsaved, that we want to be saved, that God has placed in your heart, a burden in your heart to pray for them. So we're going to pray for them this morning, all those people that I mentioned and the all those that are unsaved. Put that person right on the forefront of your mind. Hallelujah. And we're going to lift them up in prayer. I need you to call their name out as we pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for each and every prayer lead that went forth on this morning, God. God, we thank you for Minister Barry, God. We thank you for Sister Pat, God. We thank you for Sister Vicky, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as the virtue went out, God, God, you would pour back into them, God. God, lead them and guide them and show them and direct them, God. God, we pray for each and every individual that's a part of our prayer list, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. You know their needs, God. Their issues, God. Some need healing, God. Some just have life overwhelming them, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would, hallelujah, heal and deliver and set free, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would, hallelujah, go into the nursing home and the rehabilitation centers, God. And God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would give the nurses and the aides and the orderlies patience, hallelujah, to deal with your people, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for all of our African family, all of our missions family, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for Pastor Pay and Pastor Woa, God. God, we pray, hallelujah, that as they reach those that are in need, those that are over in Africa, God. God, we pray that the word would break forth, God. The Spirit of the Lord would break loose in Africa, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, just for strength and life, God. God, we pray for their directions, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for all those individuals that's on the forefront of our mind, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We call their names out now, God. God, we have a list. Some of us have a list, God, that we want to save, want to be saved, God. We want to share the gospel with them, God. God, we call their names out now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Go where they are, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they are the clay, and we know that you are the potter, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that their hearts will be like clay, God, that you can mold them and shape them and deliver them and set them free, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would call on you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, not only when their back is up up against the wall, God. But God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would call on you for life decisions, that they would call on you, God, hallelujah, for direction, that they would call on you, God, hallelujah, just to lead them and guide them, God. God, we pray for all those that are unsaved in our spirit's influence, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would pour in oil and you would pour in wine and heal like only you can, move like only you can, deliver like only you can, God. God, give them the heart to call on you, call on your son, Jesus Christ, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them now. God, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the afternoon, Jesus in the evening, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all those loved ones, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that no hurt, harm, or danger would come nigh them, God. God, we stop the bullets, God. God, we stop the knives, God. God, we stop the deceitful plans, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah, for all those that are unsaved, God. God, we lift them up to you, God. We cast them on you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that as we lay them at your feet, God, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, deliver their lives, change their lives, God, move in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Some are homeless, God. Some just don't know what to do, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would put them on a platform, God, that they can tell somebody about you, God, that they can be witnesses of your goodness and of your mercy, God. God, because you are good, God. You are everlasting, Father, God. You are the Prince of Peace, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We plead the blood over, hallelujah, all those that are saved, God, the blood, hallelujah. People of God, I need you to plead the blood over and say their name, the blood of Jesus over whoever, the blood of Jesus over whatever, the blood of Jesus, the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus, God. God, no other help we know, God. And God, we know you can do it, God. You can do it near and you can do it far, God. God, we trust you, God. God, we trust you, God. We trust you with our loved ones, God. We trust you with our family, God. We trust you with our sons and our daughters, God. God, we trust you, God, with our mothers and our fathers, God. God, we trust you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for the blood that reaches, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the blood that came shedding that, falling down from your side and from your brow, God. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed for us, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. We plead the blood that reaches, the blood that has all power, God. We plead the blood over this particular person and that person, God. We plead the blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for delivering power, God. We thank you, God, for clothing them in their right mind, God. God, we thank you, God, for joy unspeakable, God. God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for love that... everlasting love, God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for all those that are unsaved, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would call on you, God. Call on you, God. And when I pray in Jesus' name that the mind of Christ would take over, God, and they would call on you in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name again that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We say move in their lives, God. Change their situation, God. Deliver them, God. Set them free, God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we love you and we bless your name, God. We love you, Jesus, and we bless your name, God. God, we trust you with our loved ones. We trust you with the delicate ones, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that as you take them, God, you would lead them and guide them and give them direction, God, and just let them, hallelujah, be a light in the place that they've come from, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that their light is shining, God.
God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name because you are good, God. You are good to us, God. God, we thank you for each and every individual that's on this line, God. God, some may be sick, God. Some may be in need of just a word from you, God. Some may just need a touch from you, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for every life that's on this line, God. Every situation, God. Some may just need a promotion, God. Some may just need doors open, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would move like only you can. Open doors, God. Hallelujah. Deliver and set free, God. Put them on a pedestal, God, so they can testify of your goodness, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. You are holy, God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, God. You are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley, God. Hallelujah. You are the bright and morning star, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. Yes, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, God. God, again, we pray for each and every individual that's on this line, God. There are many issues, God, but God, we pray, we know that you can handle them all, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for your might, God. We pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, for your change, God. God, we come against the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we come against the enemy, God. We stand on your word, God. Hallelujah, that by your stripes we're healed, God. We thank you that we're healed in our spirits, God. Our spirit is healed, God. Our minds are healed, God. Hallelujah, our hearts are healed, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just your healing power, God. God, we worship you on this morning, God. We adore you, God. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Worship you together,
thank you,
God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah.
We worship you, God. God,
bless
we pray in the name
bless
of Jesus
name.
Christ,
bless
God.
Name,
hallelujah
Jesus.
For your people, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we speak the spirit of joy and love and long-suffering among your people, God. God, we speak power over your people, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that love will be in the hearts of your people, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for joy being in your people's lives, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for favor, God. God, we pray unspeakable favor, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
for your love, God. God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for your joy and your kindness, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, for each and every individual, again, that's on this line, God. Hallelujah, everybody, hallelujah, got situations and needs and that they need
hallelujah.
You to attend to, God. God, we call
hallelujah.
On you, God. We turn to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we turn to you, God. We call on you, God. We stand on your word, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we love you and we bless your name, God. God, we trust you're going to do it, God. God, we trust in the name of Jesus Christ that as we cast our cares on you, God, that you will care for your people, God, that you will watch out for your people, God, that you will lead your people, God, that you will direct your people, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we stand on your healing power, God, your delivering power, God, your loving power, God. God, we stand on your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We worship
amen.
Him, God.
Amen.
He's holy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's wonderful and he's kind.
Thank you.
We thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes Lord. Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
We worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Holy King. Holy King. Holy King.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We worship you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. All right, people of God, Bishop Clark will be live at 9 o'clock on YouTube. Make sure you go over there and get the word if you can today. But as you're leaving, make sure you go to our website, ekcministries.org. Put your prayer requests in. You can upload your GPS, your testimony, 1 minute or less testimony of how good God has been to you. You can do that, again, at ekcministries.org. You can also give at our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. And you can text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. All right, people of God, I'll see you on YouTube. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to unmute the line.
God bless.
I'll see you all on YouTube.
Thank you, Pastor Lenore.
In Jesus' name. All right.
Great
blessings.
Prayer.
Blessings.
God bless.
God bless. Amen.